particular, how much of tonight was conditions and how much of it was technique, things that you were doing?
I won't know until I look at the film. It didn't feel real good with how I hit the ball. Obviously, the results showed that. I have to do better. Preseason or regular season, that's that cannot happen, and I know that.
Was it difficult with the wind, with the rain, all that stuff that was going on too? Did that add something to it? Or?
I mean, it's not easy, but I mean, their guy made his field goal, so you got to think of it the same way. You got to go out there and do your job, make your kick, and move on. And one miss leads to the other. You know, you make one of those first two, and the last one doesn't even have to happen. So it's sort of, they all come off of each other, and you got to just be able to do your job.
You find yourself getting discouraged as the night went on, or?
It's discouraging in the moment, but I think when you look back on what you've done so far and what I've been doing in camp, and it's just, that's the most frustrating part about it, is you want to take your results and how you do pregame and camp and what you've done in your career and do that right now. And I'm not doing it right now, and I'm not translating it over, and I need to fix it.
Are you feeling good in practice and it's not translating to the game, or is it?
Yeah, we're doing really well in practice. I mean, we've got good operation, but we all know that, you know, playing in practice and playing in the game is two different things, and, got to be successful in the game for us to stay around the league.
Does the second one, Ian, it seemed like you were playing for the wind to push it through and
which
just
one?
Stayed straight. The second one heading into the open end, I think it was the second.
The 49-yarder? I wasn't playing it out there. It just kind of drifted right off my foot. I thought I actually hit good contact on it. I got a good hold of it, but it just didn't go where I wanted it to go.
Were the winds different from one kick to another, dramatically different?
It switched around a bunch during the game, but, you know, it was consistently windy, if you could say that. So it's just, it's one of those games where you want to move past it, realize what you did wrong, and do better in Dallas.
How do you move past it?
It's what I've been doing the last 3 years. When you miss, you got to look at your next kick as the only kick that you have left. Take each opportunity one at a time. I know it sounds cliche, but that's what keeps guys in the league, and that's what keeps us around.